I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, March 24th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch has agreed to create a new committee to explore issues related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. That commission will examine the city's hiring and recruitment practices, accessibility issues, government outreach to the community, and efforts to enhance communication between government and the public. The commission comes after the City Council approved the creation of a new Department of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. 56% of Quincy Public School students are students of color, but only 7% of the staff are considered minorities. The school department is actively recruiting candidates of color to apply for teaching and staff positions this year and will participate in a virtual job fair later this month. 70-year-old George Wise of Quincy is charged with not getting medical help for a disabled patient that he was transporting who later died. Prosecutors say Wise ignored the medical emergency that 24-year-old Joseph Levine of Norwell was having while driving the van for the VHS Transportation Company. Levine was being taken from the road to responsibility in 2019 when he became ill in Hingham. There were 22 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total up to 214. Quincy is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map. The positivity rate is 2.7%. There have been 150 deaths. The Four River Bridge scheduled to open today at 11 a.m. and tomorrow at 6 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, March 24th.